Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
So that was really the big thing for us. Like, while we were breaking even using like retargeting on the meal planning service, I think the thing that really made the big difference was being able to get video views for less than a cent.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to do so. This is episode number 58, and I've got a really cool case study for you today. I'm going to be talking with food bloggers Dustin and Lacey Beyer from asweetpeachef.com. And we're going to be talking about how they've leveraged Facebook ads, specifically Facebook video ads, to create a business that was generating around $500 a month, and they're now generating over $11,000 per month. They've done a really fantastic job in building their brand. I mean, they now get over 150,000 visitors a month to their website. They're generating over a million. They have generated, I should say, over a million video views on all their videos. And in today's episode, we're going to get into the evolution of their food blogging business. We're going to talk about how and why they started incorporating video into their business, what their monetization strategies are, when and why they started using paid traffic to grow their business. We're going to talk about the one catalyst that really allowed their business to take off and then accelerate it even further by using Facebook ads, and also the strategies behind how using Facebook ads specifically today has been a complete game changer for their business. There's a lot of great tips and strategies that we talk about today. And because of that, I put together a paid traffic bonus for today's episode, something I haven't done in quite a few episodes. I did this because I wanted to make something very tangible for you that you could walk away with from this episode so that you can learn from what Dustin and Lacey are doing and that you're about to hear from them. So what I've done for you is taken the main points and the strategic data that we talk about today from today's interview and package it for you into a case study. And right after this interview here with Dustin and Lacey, I'm going to share with you how you can get that paid traffic bonus case study for free. All right, let's go hang out with Dustin and Lacey Beyer. All right, today I'm super excited to welcome Dustin and Lacey Beyer here to the Art of Paid Traffic. What's up, guys? Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, sir.
Absolutely. I'm trying to think here. I think this is the first time I've had two people on the show here. I'm trying to think about right now, and I'm really excited about the dynamic that we can have here.
It's kind of been our realization of like working together that's actually gotten us to this point. We used to work on separate projects and we're kind of constantly battling, and now that we're working on the same thing, we've seen the most progress.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool for us to be together on this also.
Nice. So talk to us about what you guys have been doing. So I've been talking to Dustin quite a bit about how you've been leveraging Facebook ads in in your business and with the blog and getting video views and stuff like that. Let's take a step back, though, and talk to us about what you guys are up to, what's the business look like, and then we'll get into how you're leveraging Facebook ads.
Okay. So, I mean, Lacey's really like the, you know, the face of our business. She does all the photography. She's the person on our video show. And she's the face of a Sweepy Chef in pretty much every shape and form. My brother actually does all of the filming and video editing. And then I run like the business side of things and the technical side of things.
He tells us what to do.
So this is a food blog, correct?
Correct. It is. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit more about that. Like what is, tell us what the food blog is and the type of content that you guys put out there. And once we have an understanding of that, I like the understanding of who's doing what within, you know, in the overall context of the business.
So we've had a Sweet Pea Chef for about, I guess we've been working on it for about five plus years now. Yeah. And it's from the beginning was all about creating food from scratch and how homemade food can be easy and delicious. And over the course of the last year or two, we started focusing more on healthy foods and not as processed foods and things like that, and really focusing more on the health side of cooking from scratch.
We started making videos a little over a year ago in order to differentiate our food blog from other food blogs. We kind of saw that, you know, video was really taking off, and we wanted to add that element into it. There weren't a whole lot that we could see of people that did both what Lacey does, which is take really good food photography and did like a cooking show.
I should also interrupt and say, Dustin tried to get me to do video recipes probably a year and a half into the blog. And we tried a couple and it was awful. I was awful. And I refused to do any more.
Yeah, when you say video recipes, that was just like, all right, I'm going to make this dish while being, you know, while on video.
Pretty much that. And then also like how to's, like how to dice an onion and things like that.
Okay.
It's turned more into just within the recipe. I also show you how to do that. So you kind of learn any steps you need to know along the way.
Okay.
Yeah. When we first started, it was like basically it was kind of actually around the time YouTube was starting to grow. And so I was pushing for getting onto different channels and different mediums. And, you know, it was a struggle to really like monetize everything years ago for us. We had a lot of traffic, but we didn't know how to like actually turn that into revenue. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one of my ideas was like, well, if we have video, then maybe we can get even larger. And then, you know, from there be able to, you know, have like sponsorships and brand deals and better CPMs and that kind of thing.
Sure. So before you get into the paid traffic world and you're trying to figure out, look, I'm getting all this traffic now. What do we, you know, how do we monetize it? Yeah. What were some of those first things that you did to monetize?
We created a couple different versions of cookbooks.
Way too many cookbooks, e-books.
Yeah, e-cookbooks.
Okay.
The first one went well, but not like one of the kind of the struggles that you run into, I guess, or I ran into is like when something was successful, I would feel like it wasn't successful enough, like because I knew like. You know, even if you're making $400 a month from like a cookbook, you know, you can't quit your job off of that, or, you know, Lacey couldn't quit her job off of that. So, you know, it was kind of like, even though looking back on it now, we should have been more like, hey, yeah, this is really good. You know, we're really excited about this. But instead we were kind of a little bit like, oh, wow, this is going to be really hard. We're going to have to be, you know, 400 times larger or whatever, you know, to get to that point.
I totally know what you're talking about there. I have the same problem.
Yeah.
So this was a side gig for you guys, right? You guys you had day jobs at this point?
So it was
yes and no. So when it first started, I was actually a social worker in child welfare. I was trying to start my own business so I didn't have to go back to my job after we had our first child in 2009.
Okay.
While being on pregnancy or maternity leave, I was just like, you know what? I really would not like to do this anymore. I want to do something for myself and create my own business. And Dustin was like, well, why don't you start a blog? And I was
it actually was tied to, we were living in San Diego at the time and we were trying to create a personal chef business where That's Lacey right. would go into people's homes and cook their food for the week and stick them in the fridge, essentially.
Yeah, it was a good entry business where you didn't need to have culinary training, so and you could just kind of get started if you had the clients. And so that was when Dustin said, why don't you start a blog so people could get to know you a little bit better and you can explain what kind of recipes you do. And back then I was like, what's a blog?
Right.
And so just from there, it's just the people on the blog and from, you know, doing SEO research and reaching out and getting more and more people to get us organically, we had a following grow on online versus.
Yeah, it was a lot easier for us to grow business. The size of the online part than it was to grow the in-person part.
Yeah. So we started focusing primarily on the blog and the online portion, and then that's when it really started growing.
Gotcha. So you had the blog, so you started the blog, and then at what point, it sounds like it took probably like 2 years or so to get into more of the video realm and adding the videos and getting the YouTube channel going. Is that right?
It's even more than 2 years.
We took a hiatus.
Yeah, so there was a point about 2 years into it when we had where we basically kind of were like, well, maybe this isn't something like for us. We were like juggling too many things. Like we were still trying to do the in-person part, doing the blog part. And we used to run something called Dishfolio, which was like a food aggregator site, which is one of the ways that food blogs get traffic. And so we were like juggling a lot, you know, wearing a lot of hats, you know, trying to basically like scrape together a living for Lacey so that she didn't have to go back to work. And we had our second kid and we decided like, well, you know, let's just make this a side gig. And Lacey went back to work for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we quickly found out that wasn't really for us. Like after we tried it, you know, like once you you can't really go back to it.
Once you know all the possibilities of what you can do on your own, it's really hard to go work.
Yeah. I hear you. So you're kind of devoting more full-time sort of attention, if you will, to this. You have your ebooks and you were kind of laughing saying we had too many ebooks.
Yeah.
What happened there from we're going to be monetizing this. What was sort of the evolution of that monetization?
So the first ebook I think was like around $15. And then we were like, well, maybe the problem is in order to sell more of them, we needed to be a lower price point. So we came out with a smaller ebook that was, I think, like around $3.
And they were just collections of recipes from the blog and some new ones that hadn't been shared yet. And we weren't really focusing on the audience and what they were wanting. We weren't really ever solving a problem. Mm. And so it was really that understanding all of a sudden. I think it was from Internet Business Mastery.
Yeah,
right?
When we really dove back into it and Lacey quit her job for the second time, we decided to get business coaching, and that was Jason and Jeremy with Business Mastery. They're actually the ones who recommended your Facebook ad stuff to me. So basically they were like, you know, you need to survey your audience. You need to understand who your audience is.
What do they want?
You know, you can't be everything to everybody, you know, like you have to just focus on something that you guys are passionate about, that you can solve that problem for people, you know, like, and then kind of build out, you know, a business model off of that.
Sure. So we went from a $3 ebook, you know, recipe book to under $20, and then what?
So then we started seeing, well, at this whole time we were kind of like growing, right, and increasing our brand and increasing our engagement. So once we started focusing all of our content and all of our site around like creating healthy food, then we started seeing like a lot of brand opportunities and sponsorships. So like 70% of our revenue now comes from those. So like basically a brand that aligns with Lacey's like cooking skill set and you know, like our health interests and that kind of stuff, like then, you know, they come to us or we come to them depending on the situation and say, you know, we're going to sponsor a post or we're going to sponsor a video. It's going to have a piece of this content, you know, on the site. And because we tend to rank really well SEO wise, we can kind of generate traffic and views for them long term. And because we also have Facebook ads piece to it, we can kind of control a little bit better, like how many views we get and all that stuff. So now we've had over like 1 million video views and we get like 150,000 people a month to our site. And then, you know, we're now like over like 4 or 5 million total visits to our site over the history of the site. So we have a little bit of like actual, like, I guess, control over like the deals that we make in, sure. in that case. Yeah.
So did you guys make the jump from doing those eBooks to you figured out what exactly that your you know, your audience really wanted? Did you make that jump from the eBooks and knowing what they wanted right into, look, we need to create more content and we can monetize it through sponsorships?
Actually, that's a really good question. Yeah. No, we had one video course on like basically how to cook.
Okay.
That we've been talking about making for a long time, where we were going to put in a bunch of like videos where Lacey teaches like, well, what wound up being like how to make a cheesecake and like how to make a hollandaise and like some more like complicated kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that really didn't go very well. Everyone was very excited for it, but the dilemma with it was you still weren't really solving the problem that the audience wanted. And our audience really wants to know how to keep eating what they want to eat, but do it in like a healthier way, or do it like in moderation, or, you know, how to replace certain things that they really like with a healthier version. And while they want to learn how to cook, there's a lot of free content out there on how to cook. So it's kind of like there's less demand for like actually purchasing that product. So we put a lot of work into that and then kind of launched it and found that out.
Yeah. And
it wasn't a big seller.
No,
I mean, it wasn't awful, but it definitely wasn't, you know, how we kind of gauge everything off of, is this going to be enough to replace one of our incomes or something like that? And
looking at like conversion rates and stuff, we have a meal planning service, which we actually launched a little bit before this video course.
That's
and
right.
That's done a lot better. That's basically like a service where, Lacey puts together 5 meals, and then I wrote the software for it, and it generates grocery lists and all the recipes and everything for someone so that they don't have to come up with that stuff on their own.
And it's a subscription-based service, so every week they get that.
Yeah, smart. So every week they get the grocery list with the meal planning, and then there's a monthly and a yearly option for it.
And that was something that even our audience back then was asking for, back when we were doing the eBooks, but we were so focused on just singular products to get out and be done with and then work on the next one that we never really, we kind of shied away from the subscription-based service because that was requiring me to do ongoing work all of the time.
Sure.
But it's definitely been our biggest, I mean, beyond the branding stuff, it's been our biggest success. Like it's
And the people that are on it love it. And so it's been a really positive experience for everybody.
Yeah.
So once you dial that in, at what point do you start to introduce paid traffic? Because it sounds like you did it really, really smartly in that you tested different products out. You obviously you polled your audience to find out, hey, what are you exactly looking for from us? You started to provide that and you evolved your products to a point where, okay, this is starting to produce some revenue. We kind of got the system down here. We know what we're doing. This is starting to work. At what point do you decide to bring paid traffic into the equation?
So I was super interested in it for a while now, pretty much since Facebook ads
became available.
But I messed around with it, but never really like took it seriously.
Okay.
And then in Jason and Jeremy's course, you know, part of their whole process is like, you know, you basically like, you know, you build out your funnel from like a low end offer into like a more of a flagship offer and then into like kind of like a coaching model. And then once you kind of understand where you're going, you can start paying for people to come into the front end of that, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you can give them something, some sort of hook, which in the past for us had actually been more free recipes, but we switched that over to we have two now that we work with. One is one free week of the meal planning.
Okay.
So people can kind of see what it's like. And then one, a book on how to eat clean, which is basically, you know, how to make healthier food choices. So I started messing around with like, you know, how cheap can I send people to those pages? And that's when I took your course on it and was like, how do I, cause like I was trying to figure out, I only want to go to this audience, but not that audience, you know?
Yeah.
So, and you really dive into that stuff really well. So that's really what helped me understand, like, how do I just target, like 80% of Lacey's audience is female, right? Mm-hmm. So you, that we didn't, for the most part, you're going to want to target either people who have been on her site, or you're going to want to target females. You're not going to want to send it to a bunch of, you know, like, guys in college. Like, those just don't exist on Lacey's site and don't generate, you know, don't really resonate with Lacey, you know?
So once you started doing, so what you started up with Facebook ads, you started driving traffic, was the initial goal of your paid traffic from, you know, in a Facebook ads perspective, was it to sell more of the monthly memberships, or did you?
No.
Initially, it was just to continue to grow.
Initially, okay. It was just to continue to grow. And I also wanted to test the audiences. I was really interested in, like, understanding how to target a different Facebook page, or, like, how to get my conversion rate down below $1 a lead. You know, like, because I knew that it was going to take me a while to understand that. And I didn't want to, like, you know, I wanted to be able to do that whenever I needed to, you know?
Yeah.
And we were also seeing a lot of reach just from Facebook video general.
Yeah, this was around the time we started putting our videos on Facebook.
And so then we were choosing some really high performing videos that we had just on our own organically, and then using Facebook ads to promote those a little bit further to get even more reach, and getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of views for the videos.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because now you guys get to leverage that paid traffic into the more views you have, more sponsorship opportunities.
Exactly.
So that was really the big thing for us. Like, while we were breaking even using, like, retargeting, on the meal planning service.
Yep.
I think the thing that really made the big difference was being able to get video views for less than a cent. Like, so we would be, like, Lacey would make the video and Sean would film a video. And then once we got it up onto Facebook, I would basically find ones that really resonated with our audience and then go and promote them on to all of the different pages I had already found earlier that really resonated well with Lacey. So we would target those pages and run, you know, anywhere from $1 a day to like $10 a day, depending on how many videos we were running at the time, what our Facebook ad budget was. I think the hardest thing for me anyway to determine, like, the cost versus reward for putting videos in front of eyes, I guess.
Sure.
Like, you know, like, it's a lot easier when you're, like, you know, you're doing the retargeting stuff because you're like, oh, this person converted, right? Like, that, you know, that equals that amount.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen our Facebook followers grow. Like, it tripled within just a few months.
Yeah, we went from like 2,000 or 3,000 Facebook followers to like 16,000 over the last like 3 or 4 months.
It was ridiculous how fast it was growing, and the videos were just going bonkers with reach, and it was really exciting.
and especially with the way Facebook video really kind of like dominates the newsfeed, you know, like, so it allowed us to basically like get in front of other pages who then would share our content because they knew that sharing a high quality video gains a lot of traction for them and gets a lot of reach. So there was quite a few videos we've had where, like, you know, a few big pages get a hold of it and share it. And then, you know, you have 100,000 views and, you know, in just a couple of days.
So are you running the whole video, like the full Lacey video, or is it a teaser video that sends people back to? How are you guys doing that?
We have a special cut with a different call to action for Facebook, but it's the full length video. And our videos typically are anywhere from 2 to 6 minutes. They're not very long. Well, they're longer than a teaser, but and so we have the different call to actions for YouTube versus Facebook, and that one is just saying, you know, if you like this, share it, and then also subscribe to follow me on Facebook and such.
Okay. Now, have you tested having a call to action that sends people back to get people into the monthly membership?
We've just recently started that with if I do share a recipe that happens to be one that I also use for the meal planning service, I'll say, and hey, if you're interested in more no fail meals, go ahead and check out my meal planning service, No Fail Meals, where you get all this. And I don't think we've run the analytics yet on any connection between that. It's just something we very recently started doing.
Sure. And you guys have seen an increase in your sponsorship revenue from this, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Dustin, I know that you shared with me in an email that September is shaping up to be your best month yet. Are you comfortable with sharing sharing what that's all about?
So yeah, basically we're on track for about $11,000 in September.
Nice.
7,500 of that will come from sponsorships.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So the rest of it comes from a variety of, like, we are a food blog, so we have ads on the site. Mm-hmm. I'd like to eventually probably like be able to like have our own products there instead of having the ads. And we're working on a flagship course for that. But short term, and before the sponsorships were there, that was how we paid the bills, was with the ads.
And the meal planning service.
And then the meal planning service was something we started this January. So that hasn't been around for a year yet, but it's been growing pretty nicely. And so between that and the ads and some affiliate stuff we have on the site, that's the other, 3,000 to 4,000 that we make.
So you're able to, you've accomplished what you said before was your initial goal that you were looking at was, all right, I want to replace one of our, incomes from the day job.
Exactly.
And then some, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's
funny that the jump was rather large for us, because we've been struggling around $500, I think, before we took your your course, and it was around the same time I took your course was basically the same time we started getting business coaching, which I highly recommend anybody who is in our position to do. Like, there's definitely learning about audience and learning about how you solve a problem and the steps you take. It's just once we learned that, it kind of was a game changer. All of a sudden we're looking at everything, even an Instagram post, how in this post do I provide value and solve a problem for my audience?
Yeah.
Right.
It's funny that taking business coaching help us be better for our customers and our audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeremy and Jason do a great job with their academy. And for those of you guys who are listening who don't know Jeremy and Jason, Jeremy Franson and Jason Van Orden from Internet Business Mastery, they do a really great program that they call the Academy, which I'll be sure and link up. Both of those guys are really good friends of mine. Highly, highly recommend their program. I'll be sure and link that up in the show notes for the episode today so that if anybody's interested in learning more about what Dustin and Lacey are talking about here with their program, I highly recommend it. Be sure and check it out. So what's sort of next for you guys? You've kind of dialed in some things here that you found sort of some sweet spots here. And by the way, kudos to you guys for really listening to those of us who talk about Facebook ads and how things are changing on Facebook in a sense of we need to be providing value first to Facebook users. You're doing that with these videos and with these, recipes and so forth. And obviously it's working for you. So what are you guys, what's sort of next for you as you're having an amazing month here in September? Where do you guys kind of see this paid traffic going?
Well, we're trying to put the finishing touches on our program 30 Day Healthy, which is something Lacey's putting together for 30 days. We're going to basically take people through how to make better food choices, how to be happy with those choices, how to solve common problems people have with food.
Kind of like a reboot to have a better relationship with food, which is something that's been a big issue for a lot of our audience.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think, Lacey went through with, having three kids. It's it's a common struggle, when you have babies, you're trying to lose weight afterwards. And there's, kind of a common, common problem that we can help solve, sure. That Lacey has worked hard on multiple times now. So we're putting together that program that launches in October. And so that's what we're working on. And ideally we would like to incorporate we're going to try to make a Facebook video ad.
Mm-hmm. Which would be our first one of doing that.
Which would be our first video ad. And then that would kind of promote this program. And then we're going to go through the whole same normal kind of Rick launch model, right? With having webinars and having, the different email sequence that leads up to it and all that kind of stuff. So we're hoping to do all of that. And
it's funny how this recent success from the sponsorships and all the growth lately has really allowed us to take a step back and approach this launch for 30 Day Healthy a lot more
efficiently
and intelligently and more business mindedly.
Yeah. We've kind of struggled before of just not really understanding, I guess, what solving a problem for your audience means, you know what I mean? It's you don't always think about it in those terms. You're busy we're really good at creating content. I feel like it's something we've done a good job of. And, you know, we rank highly for certain, you know, keywords, and we're pretty good at understanding which ones we're going to do that for and understanding which ones will do well on all the different social channels. But like, once you kind of like flip it and you're like, is this actually solving a problem that someone would be, you know, want our help with, you know, like that, you know, that they, you know, actually care about it, then that's, it changes everything.
So would you say, and I don't want to kind of wrap up here, but would you say that the turning point for you guys was taking the time and making the effort to truly figure out what your audience wanted and then creating content and paid products around that? Once you sort of establish that system and you kind of learn to know what works, then you apply paid traffic, and then it's just then it's just the machine for you guys. You just keep feeding that front end of the funnel.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was the big game changer.
Awesome. Guys, this has been really interesting. I love the story that you guys tell about your business, and I'm so happy for the success that you guys are having and have had. And I have a feeling that this $11,000 month of September is just the beginning of big figures for your business here. So I can't wait to continue to hear about all the success that you guys are having. Where can people connect with you online?
That's a good question. So we're on Facebook, Sweet Pea Chef, and I'm on Instagram, Lacey Beyer. If they're interested in learning more about the meal planning service, that's nofailmeals.com. The blog is www.asweetpeachef.com. And then the 30-day healthy program is 30dayhealthy.com.
You guys got 30dayhealthy.com?
I know, amazing, right? We were like, no, let's just try it. And then we got it.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Awesome. I'll be sure and link up all those links in the show notes for today's episode. I'm sure that people are going to want to go check those things out. Thank you guys so much for coming on today. I love your story. And like I said before, I really think that now that you've started to dial in things and really started to figure out what is working for you guys, this month that you're having here in September is just the beginning. So thank you again so much for coming on here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And thanks for teaching that course too.
Awesome. My pleasure. All right. Hope you got a lot out of this conversation here with Dustin and Lacey. I'm really excited to check back with them in a little while to hear more about how they're continuing to scale their business. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I put together a paid traffic bonus for you for today's episode. And because I wanted to make something very tangible for you that you could walk away and learn from Dustin and Lacey's story. So what I've done here is I've created a case study for you that has all the strategic points and data from today's interview. And to download this bonus, just go over to the show notes page for this episode, which is over at rickmulready.com/58. That's again, rickmulready.com/58. You can also get all the links that we talked about today there over on the show notes page. Also, want to give you a heads up that I'm starting to do more Periscope videos. I'm live streaming and talking about things like Facebook ads, paid traffic, online business. I do a lot of Q&A episodes, so whatever kind of questions that you may have, whatever's going on in your business or your Facebook ads or whatever it might be, I will answer your questions for you there on Periscope. So if you're over there and we've not yet connected, let's do so. Or if you're thinking about getting on Periscope, let's connect. My Periscope name is Rick Mulready. Look forward to seeing you over there on Periscope. All right, my friends, that's all for today's show. Got a lot more coming your way in the next episode. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.